Things to Make and Do.
How Are Your E-Manners? By Lindsay Law. Cell phones, emails, text messages. There are so many great ways to talk to your friends and your family. Do you know when it's appropriate to use them? Number one, you just received a birthday gift from your grandma. Your mom reminds you to send her a thank you note, but you want to send her an email instead. What do you do? A. Send grandma an email. B. Send her a handwritten note. Number two, Mary emails you to invite you to her birthday party. You want to send the email message to your best friend, Sarah. What should you do? A. Send the email to Sarah so she knows about the party too. B. Keep the email to yourself. Number three, it is time for family home evening. You want to keep playing your computer game until the lesson starts. What do you do? A. Finish your game while your family sings the opening song. B. Turn off the computer and sing with your family. Number four, your parents gave you a new cell phone for emergencies. You want to call your friends so the other kids at school can see your phone. What do you do? A. Make some quick calls just to show off your new phone. B. Keep your phone in your backpack. Number five, your friend Christina wants to play football with you, but you are instant messaging your friend Jacob. What do you do? A. Tell Christina you'll play with her tomorrow so you can keep writing to Jacob. Or B. Tell Jacob you will write to him later so you can play football with Christina. Did you answer A to any of the questions? If so, check out these ideas for improving your e-manners. Number one, email is a fast way to communicate. But taking the time to send a thank you note will show your grandma how much you love her and appreciate her gift. You could also call her to tell her thank you. Number two, sending one friend's email to another friend is like telling a secret. If your friend sends you a message that is meant just for you, keep that message to yourself. Then Sarah's feelings won't be hurt if she wasn't invited to the party too. Number three, computer games are fun, but family home evening is important. Join in the opening song and save the computer game for later. Number four, if your parents bought you a cell phone for emergencies, you shouldn't use it to call friends. Also, other kids might feel bad if you show it off. Number five, it's great to talk to friends who aren't with you, but it's better to spend time with friends in person. Try limiting your computer time so you can spend time with friends face to face. End of article. How are your e-manners?
End of the section, Things to Make and Do.